This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Tuesday, March 26th. Mostly cloudy today in Dallas with a high of 62. A few more clouds will drift in this evening with the low dropping to 43. Here are today's headlines. Samples taken from White Rock Lake showed elevated levels of E. coli after 1.5 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into water from Plano. That's according to a memorandum from the City of Dallas. In that memo, sent to the Dallas City Council on Friday, city staff said levels of E. coli remained high on March 21st, 1 week after the spill began. The memo did not specify the extent of the contamination, and the city did not immediately provide results to the Dallas Morning News. Samples came from the water from White Rock Spillway to Frankford Road. Last week, Dallas officials suspended water-related activities at White Rock Lake and advised visitors not to fish or enter the water. The order was lifted over the weekend after Dallas Water Utilities reported samples had returned to normal pre-incident levels. The spill began March 14th when the valve at a water lift station in Plano failed, flooding the station and shuttering mechanical equipment, and ended about 38 hours later. A spokesperson for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, which is responsible for overseeing such incidents, said the agency is investigating the spill. It is not yet clear whether any fines will be levied. In other news, during an emergency meeting Monday, Tarrant County officials said that hackers who attacked the Tarrant Appraisal District have set an initial ransom of $700,000. The group has threatened to release sensitive data if the demand is not met. However, district officials are unaware if any information has been compromised. The hackers have not identified themselves, but the district believes the hacking group Medusa may be behind the ransomware attack. Dallas cybersecurity attorney Lindsay B. Nickel, who was hired by the district, said, "At the present time, no decisions have been made. Nobody wants to pay a ransom. The investigation is ongoing, and we're looking into all of our options." Next up, if the courts allow Texas's sweeping immigration law to go into effect, Department of Public Safety troopers would focus on arresting migrants they see crossing the Rio Grande, and would largely enforce the law in counties along the southern border, according to a top DPS official. Troopers would not check an individual's immigration status during traffic stops or other encounters farther inland. In addition, only adults would be arrested. Family units and children would not be charged with any of the crimes created by the new law, but would instead be handed over to Border Patrol agents. And that comes from Lieutenant Chris Oliveras, a spokesman for the agency's South region. Oliveras's comments provided the first clarification by the DPS about how the state agency plans to enforce Senate Bill 4, which authorizes state and local police officers to arrest undocumented migrants. Texas has asked a federal appeals court to reinstate the law after a U.S. district judge found it to be unconstitutional in February. And Dallas-Fort Worth's local businesses are looking to cash major paychecks from the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8th. The once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon could generate $689.7 million in total spending to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with tourists expected to spend $201.6 million, according to research from Waco-based Texas economic analysis firm the Perryman Group. The study looks at direct expenditure, which refers to how much tourists will spend, and total expenditure, meaning the downward effects like how much supply chains will spend to keep up with the abnormally high demand for goods and services in the area. Texas businesses in the path of totality are looking at economic gains in the hundreds of millions. The study predicts that, in total, tourists will spend $179.8 million in the restaurant industry, $280.6 million on retail, and another $221.8 million on rental options like hotels. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.